Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're talking about Rashee Rice. We all know the drops that have been happening here very frequently. And, you know, where is he at as a, you know, in the NFL pecking order of wide receivers? But listen, it's a little bit longer cut than we normally play, but I think it's worth it because he talks about Rashee Rice struggling against man-to-man, but also he mentioned something that I don't think anybody else has really discussed yet around Rice. And when Nate says something like this, it makes me wonder, and usually somebody in the organization is also saying that. So just take a listen to this about Rashee Rice from Nate yesterday.
Hey, man. Like, the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix. And then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage? It has become apparent that although he can create space, although he does have a good telepathic sense for what Patrick likes, especially when he scrambles, he does not give good effort when it's man-to-man, period.
He goes on from there. But that last part, that's something we hadn't really heard. And that tells me that there's people in the organization that are talking about that as well. And you're like, well, why does that matter? One, obviously the play on the field, but long-term contract stuff. Do you trust that that player, not only is he capable of winning man-to-man, against man-to-man, but is the effort here? Like, we've seen this being discussed with other receivers in the league before where, you know, I think it was George Pickens actually on their last primetime game, they were pointing out just like, you know, when he knows he's not getting the ball or when he knows it's not going to be a route that maybe he can win, he just lazy. And is that happening here with Rashee Rice a little bit?
I got to say, that is one of the most damning things you can say about any athlete. Mm-hmm. If you're saying they're giving bad effort, that is genuinely and always the most concerning thing pretty much anybody can say about you. And then when I watch him play, and I hadn't really thought about it that way because I was willing to use maybe the injury as part of the excuse, right? He's still coming back from a major injury, missed six games. Maybe the rhythm isn't the same. But if what Nate Taylor's saying is in a do or die game, in several do or die games, when he gets in man-to-man coverage and he thinks that this is a less winning situation, he's not running the full effort of the route, major concerns. And yeah. Rice already has an issue with the contract stuff for the obvious stuff, which is he's been suspended, he's been hurt, his production has now taken a dip. So whatever he thought the number was, it's probably a little bit less than it was going into last year for the first four games.
Yeah, in terms of a contract, the questions you would have is, do you believe the off-the-field stuff is going to still be off the field? And then the effort, if that is truly something now that they're worried about. I will say, though, if we're being fair about the production, though, he's only played in seven games due to his own doing. He's got 520 yards, and I know you can't always just extrapolate it out, but I was talking actually to Bink about this last night. He called me, and we were going back and forth looking at some of these numbers. We all realize, right, in a full season, there's a good chance Rashee Rice would have been like an 1,100-yard receiver again. And you can say, well, he wasn't. Well, I understand that. But my point is, so this idea, like, is he productive? I think he's a productive player, but is he a legit number one? That's the question. Is he legit number one? Is he somebody you can count on that if I give you a very nice extension, that it's not going to make me look bad? And it's not going to backfire.
And in terms of actual production, that's the toughest position to determine that on.
In terms of actual production, Cody, he's like right now he's got 46 catches, 520, five touchdowns in just seven games. So he would easily be a 1,000-yard receiver, I think, if we're being honest.
17 game schedule, 1,263 yards is his current average.
Which, so statistically, you're like, okay, nothing wrong with that. But is the effort part going to scare you off? Is the obvious off-the-field stuff going to scare you off? Those are the questions the Chiefs are going to have to answer long-term.
So as it sits right now, based on his average, he would probably finish top 20 or so in total yardage at the end of the season. Probably a little bit better than that, maybe even top 15 in total yardage. But if they're saying effort isn't always there, that's a problem, which means focus isn't always there.
Well, in the biggest spots, right?
Yeah.
The biggest moments, the drops have come in the biggest moments.
And again, I can't blame that, like, maybe some part of this suspension of these things. But again, he did those things to himself.
Sure.
For the most part, like all of the, not the injury, right? He can't control that. But certainly the reason why he had a weird start to the season, those are all self-inflicted wounds. My issue is that there was a time, certainly a time, even earlier this year, where I thought Rashee Rice had a chance to take the leap the way, and maybe not the leap, all the way leap, but take the kind of leap that you see like Jaxon Smith-Njigba taking, where he's a good wide receiver. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, he's one of the better wide receivers in the league. Zay Flowers has had a really good year, like a step up year for where he is. And I thought maybe he was going to enter that category of wide receiver and take that leap forward, at least for the second half. I understood his end of season numbers because of the six-game suspension might not be there. And now you're hearing effort questions and these things. Those are the kind of guys, and it would give me real concern. The way he plays these final four games, where it looks like their playoff hopes are mostly dashed, if effort continues to be an issue or gets worse because they're not playing for something, well, then, yeah, I'd have concerns. We talked about this with George Pickens. People don't want to pay George Pickens because he takes plays off, Gold. He gave terrible effort in a second half of a Dallas Cowboys game in which they were fighting for their playoff life. You can't have players just like mailing it in for halves at key positions when you got Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And so I will be kind of, after Nate's comments, watching his effort and his effort in every route more closely the final four games of the season to see if this is not something, because again, if Nate's noticing it, he's probably hearing it from someone in the organization and that's been a regular complaint. Well, then, yeah, and because of the focus seems to drop in the big moments, I think we have to pay more attention to it the rest of the season.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting from Nate Taylor yesterday, our full conversation with him, if you missed it, up on the Odyssey app. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts, Drew has the 1 o'clock hour and that Nate Taylor segment isolated as well. So you guys can listen to that at some point in the future.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.